In this example, to keep things simple, we make the assumption that all of the 2,089 people who were known to be enrolled in ongoing treatment for hypertension as of the start of the year were still present at the end of the year. We assume that none of them died, moved away, or stopped coming to the clinic for treatment. When calculating a period prevalence in the real world, we would need to take into account that people may have died, moved away, or otherwise dropped out of the population. These changes could affect both the numerator and the denominator.